Are poor people the happiest? According to a documentary film called Happy, some of the poorest people in the world are the happiest. One part of the documentary is about people who live in huts with dirt floors in a village in India. They have severely limited supplies of food and clothing, but then I notice something. They are all smiling. What do they have to be happy about? They are interconnected and rely on each other. They are not isolated and alone. Social connections are an important ingredient for happiness. On the other hand, in our complex society, we have online replacements for the real thing, isolating us further and further from each other. The trouble is, it's not working. The illusion is that we are connecting more, which may be, but we are connecting more on superficial, not intimate or genuine levels. Happiness is only real when it's shared, not in isolation. We need more physical interaction with genuine connection and feedback from others, not more virtual interaction, which only provides and promotes more superficial connections and feedback. In the United States, we are closely surrounded by thousands and even millions of people, but we are still feeling more and more alone, isolated, apart, and separate. With less genuine and intimate connection to other people, each of us is in our own little world, on our phones, our laptops, watching Netflix, trying to entertain and distract ourselves endlessly in isolation. Many of us look to drugs and medicines to fix us, but that doesn't work either. Life is better if we don't try to live it alone. We need support from and interactions with other people to enable the cycle of giving and receiving to and from others. Also, we benefit from others in the form of guidance, feedback, and accountability for helping us to grow in positive directions. Specifically, I'm proposing to help and support others on our unconditional giving journeys by supporting, attending, and helping to develop expert giver groups around the world. We are not meant to be isolated and to live alone, unconnected except on superficial levels. Participation and interaction through actual physical means involving honesty, being genuine, vulnerability, and trust are becoming a thing of the past. Visiting in person and talking about what is really going on is happening less and less. For me to love you and for you to love me, we need to have a two-way relationship by interacting with each other, preferably in person and not electronically. Can we sit in public or anywhere waiting for food or whatever for 5 minutes without looking at our phone, Facebook, Instagram, or the news? We have become distraction junkies with our connections to others limited to hitting the like button or raging and venting about something online. We are stuck in a loop of media distractions. Streaming entertainment, internet content, social media, and our phones are consuming us. We are trapped in a loop of isolating and distracting ourselves. That has become the new norm. I'm guilty too. It's not easy not to fall into the phone or laptop distraction trap. People treat each other very differently on social media than they do in person, especially in negative ways. We are more connected than ever with social media by the numbers, but it is generally on a superficial level. The online arena has caused more division, becoming a place to vent opinions and arguments rather than a place of support and unity. Having supportive get-togethers to connect in person is becoming a rare event for many people these days. When I was growing up, I remember my dad regularly taking me to visit family members and friends. A common thing to do was actually to visit with people. These days, many of us don't know our neighbors. We may be around lots of people physically during the day, but we are not connecting emotionally or being real. We are not touching, we are not hugging. And everyone is worried about behaving and keeping apart. Political correctness has exploded. Everyone is on guard, not trusting anyone, ready to fight or run. Even though many of us go to Starbucks every day, we are not talking to each other in line. We don't trust each other. We are scared of each other, and we limit the risks involved with interaction. We are just seeing each other and being physically near each other. We may share half a second of eye contact, and then it's back to the phone. What's going on here? What's going on is that we are all distracted, confused, and in pain on various levels, all the time. We are on guard. We rarely connect in person with each other on deep or intimate levels. Conversations usually go like this. How are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. If we give a real response to that question, people are not ready for it. It's as if we broke the keep it all superficial rules. Many times our public connections involve quick smiles, darting eye contact, and awkward chit-chat about the weather. We are usually glad when the conversation is over, so we can hurry back to our safe place of self-focused distractions. We lack meaningful connections and authentic interactions with others emotionally, mentally, and physically. We are all yearning for deeper connections, but we have lost trust in each other, so we try to stay safe by remaining distant to protect ourselves from getting hurt. Intimate connection is not going to happen in line with strangers at Starbucks. We need to have a regular place to go with the intention of building authentic relationships with others we meet in person. My intent with Expert Giver Groups is to provide a meaningful, safe, and supportive way for us to reconnect again in person on a regular basis.